Mills Daily.
Another one?
The one for See It, Say It, Sorted.
Just make sure you pay attention.
Yes.
Easy. Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I see mosh pits. Do you know where they are?
Oh, no. I want Agnes. Three, two.
Radio One.
The Scott Mills Daily features Macy, our fresher of the week. I'll warn you, it's fair to say she is rough as today. Also, the weirdest question ever at last night's FIFA Best Awards. Funny business is on point. And ahead of Bath's freshers on Saturday, me and Chris speak to Roman outfit expert Dr. Toga.
Now, Scott, I know you would have watched this last night. It was the FIFA Football Awards. It is quite a big deal because it's sort of honouring the biggest players in the world.
All right, now I must have missed this.
So you weren't watching it?
No, where was it on?
To be fair, I was sort of listening to it on 5 Live. Well, I was listening to the results coming through on there, and because I was in the car. And anyway, there was these amazing awards being given out, huge footballers, and then this amazing moment happened, which has baffled so many people on social. So basically, the host had to interview Mourinho. And you know Mourinho. Man United manager, Chelsea manager. Very confident, quite good looking. You know the one?
I can picture him, yeah.
Yep, good. And he had to answer a question. And the question she came up with, I'm still sort of baffled by it today. And I wanted to play it to you. I think maybe this is one that we miss out when we talk to pop stars. Perhaps we should reintroduce it.
What you're suggesting we ask this question.
Here we go, brace yourself.
We have discovered life on other planets. Of course, before long, we would have an interplanetary cup. A sort of, you know, sort of clash awards.
Okay.
A competition full of stars. And if it happened today, we'd be ready, because tonight we have a lot of great stars and a lot of great players here. Do you agree?
Yeah, the best players.
So, what I would like to ask you, would you imagine who could be the perfect, the special coach for a team like this? A special team like this?
I think FIFA doesn't allow a coach to coach two teams at the same time. So it has to be a coach without a job.
Right. Okay, I don't understand any of it.
Honestly, it's like all the gifts that you send back, I'll be like, huh? What she basically asked there is, if we were to take on aliens at a football match, would Mourinho manage the team?
Now, where does she plot that question from?
It's incredible, isn't it?
I mean,
it's a bit like if we have a major pop star in, right? And we say, right, if we were to plan a festival with another planet, would you headline it?
Oh,
it's that sort of thing. If we were going to do a festival on Mars.
I need to watch this back.
You up for it?
Let's start introducing that question into the next
what
person
a
we meet.
One! Scott Mills.
Do you reckon I can hear that question again that lady asked Mourinho? Just so I can see if I can get my head around it.
Yeah, you won't be able to.
Okay, go again.
We have discovered life on other planets. Of course, before long, we would have an interplanetary cup. A sort of, you know, sort of clash awards.
Okay.
A competition full of stars. And if it happened today, we'd be ready, because tonight we have a lot of great stars and a lot of great players here. Do you agree?
Yeah, the best players.
So, what I would like to ask you, would you imagine who could be the perfect, the special coach for a team like this? A special team like this?
There you go, Scott.
I think FIFA doesn't allow a coach to coach two teams at the same time. So it has to be a coach without a job.
I'm not being funny. It is kind of, it's like one of the questions that they will ask a pop star on the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Grace.
Hey, Grace, what's going on?
Hi, so I've just started at Uni of Bath, and I hear you're coming to the toga party.
Yeah, we are. We're DJing.
I've heard that you're not planning on wearing a toga, though.
I'm not keen on it, Grace. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why is that?
Do you really want to see me in a toga?
How can you come to a toga party without wearing a toga?
Oh, no, but hang on. Whenever me and Scott DJ, it doesn't matter what the theme is, we just turn up in what we're wearing.
Which is a black T-shirt.
They're not normally going to reject us because of not having an outfit. You know what I mean?
No, well, I don't know.
However, I like to be prepared. I have bought some of my bed sheets in to Radio 1 today.
Right.
Just to give it a go, because we were talking about this earlier in the week, and people were like, oh, yeah, you've got to wear a toga to the toga party on Saturday. So, yeah, right here, actually, they're clean.
Well, I'm pleased to hear.
I've got some bed sheets. Now, they are quite wet, I warn you now, and that is because it's just rain, because it's been really raining today.
Yeah. One of them's ever so slightly more yellow than the other as well. Is that just through fading?
It's just through wear and tear.
Natural wear and tear. Wonderful. So you've bought in bed sheets so I've got to wear your bed sheets as well.
What, did you bring any in?
Well, no, it's probably
one for both of us.
Cleaner to wear your ones.
I would say yes. You're not the kind of person that would change it even every week, are you?
No. What I was going to ask you though, Scott, and
your wife is, though.
Yeah, but I thought I mentioned this to you yesterday, was that can we not just cut holes out of a pillowcase if you want to go on a slightly more sexy thing? Because that's what you do, isn't it, when you want to be a slightly more sexy toga.
A pillowcase is not big enough.
Well, it's big enough to cover the main sort of bits, isn't it?
No, I don't want to do that. I'd like to be covered up, please.
Okay.
Have you made yours? Have you made yours yet, Grace?
I think my whole flat, we're all going to try and make them together.
And are you making them out of bed sheets?
I think so, yeah. I think that's what most people are doing.
Yeah, everyone's just popping to Primark, aren't they?
I've not done fancy dress since the time that we... do you remember where I was filming this thing where I went to the world's most extreme festivals?
Yeah.
And one of them was the Naked Man Festival in Japan.
Yes.
And I had to wear a loincloth. And a Japanese man had me up against the wall, sort of flipped me round. There was a real language barrier, flipped me round. And then did the loincloth in the traditional way and sort of hoisted it over his shoulders.
Pulled it really tight, didn't
he?
Yeah!
Sort of thing. And I sort of screamed because it was so painful.
Mm.
And for me, that was the last time I was ever going to do fancy dress. And I'm sort of getting flashbacks of that moment.
This might be a good opportunity to get over your traumatic experience that you had.
Yeah.
There was another time when Chris was around at my house. Actually, it was the day he met his now wife. And he was dressed as Lady Gaga in my house. He's got previous.
He's got experience with fancy dress.
Uh-huh. Also, and you might want to listen to this, Grace.
Yeah.
I've just been told one of the team has arranged a toga expert to help
What's
us
that?
Out.
What's that?
Right. She's known in the toga world as Dr. Toga.
What's the toga doctor do?
Well, let's get them on in a minute and we'll find out. So just listen and then maybe you get some tips for making yours.
Okay.
All right, well, if we can make ones that look okay on us, we'll be there for it, okay?
Okay. I expect to see you in togas.
We'll be there anyway, but yeah.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're feeling the pressure to have to wear a toga at the Bath Uni Freshers gig on Saturday because it's billed as a toga party. Now, I'm informed that we now have someone on the line called Dr. Toga. Is this a joke? There's no one that's a doctor in that or an expert. Is it a joke? Is it just someone in the office?
But very funny if it is, because think about it. This is a bit like when people pretend to be experts on something and just claim that they're an expert, a doctor, without any kind of backing. You can't be an expert on togas. There's no real reason.
If this is a joke, I will know. Let's put them through.
Is it like some Newsbeat correspondent for togas?
Hello, is this Dr. Toga?
this is Ursula Rothy, yes.
I wasn't expecting this to happen today.
Yes, I'm an expert on the toga. This is absolutely true.
What's there to know?
There's a lot of things to know. I mean, I think it's a garment that most people think they know what it is and they don't.
So it's not just a bed sheet wrapped around you?
It's really not just a bed sheet. People think it's sort of anything draped that the ancients kind of wore, but actually it's something very specific to Rome, and it was only worn by Roman men. And it was semicircular, actually. But you can achieve the same effect with a bedsheet if you're careful.
Can I ask, because we're going to be DJing in these on Saturday, potentially.
Yeah.
Is there a risk of anything falling out?
Well, the thing about the toga was, I mean, it was a little bit like the business suit today. Roman men wore a tunic under their toga.
Mm.
So it's not quite as racy as toga parties like to have it, I don't think.
Well, this is what I was going to ask you. Is it pants on or off for it?
Well, we don't think the Romans wore pants. But you can make a tunic really easily with a single sheet because you just fold it over and cut out a hole for the head.
I'm not cutting up my bed sheets. These are my actual ones I bought in today from home.
Now, hang on. You've just touched upon something really important there because I was never taught about this. The Romans never wore pants.
No, we don't think they did. That's the sort of the latest research. We think that they probably didn't.
Who's doing this research?
There is actually a sort of a gaggle of people across the world who work on Roman dress. The latest thing was written by a Canadian academic on underwear, which was called Underwear Revisited, in fact.
Right.
This is the kind of history lesson I like. So when did pants start kicking about?
I have no idea, I'm afraid.
No, that's just togas.
Right, if I learned this in history, I would have been way more interested. Commando Romans everywhere.
Yeah.
With a tunic underneath. So if your toga fell off, which we know that sometimes they did, like...
Yeah, but it's just a tunic, isn't it? It's a bit like when you go into the changing rooms in the gym and the old men are there with a shirt on, but everything flapping away down below.
Rubbing themselves down, doing that thing with
the towel.
Yeah,
well, the tunic went down to the knees, so it wasn't that
racy. Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm definitely going to wear pants on Saturday.
If all goes well, no one will know, will they?
No, exactly.
Well, I'll be performing as a true Roman.
What does that mean?
But you guys want to know how to drape it properly so you get the right effect.
Yeah.
So it basically has to be sort of diagonally across your torso.
So chuck it over the left shoulder, then back down the right, and then back up the left again.
Exactly. So that your right arm is free. That will get the right effect.
They get to see the guns, do they?
I was going to say, my right arm is ever so slightly better exercised. just ever so slightly bigger, I think.
And also, I'm beginning to get a little bit of a bicep there. It's work in progress. But I can't DJ right-handed because I'm left-handed. I'm left-handed. You never see me use my right hand.
It's true, because that's how we do it. When we DJ together, Scott presses the left buttons, I press the right buttons.
True. It's like Anton Deck.
Yeah.
Always in the same position.
Dr. Toga, wait there. We're going to actually try ours on in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jack from Bath's been on. He's helped to manage the Freshers Toga parties there for the last 5 years. He says you absolutely have to wear them. Nothing else will do. Never done a gig in fancy dress.
Well, have you read that wrong? Is he saying we need to be in togas or nothing else will do? Do you see what I mean?
So, Dr. Toga, the only problem is here, I DJ left-handed, so I think the toga might get in the way of the decks.
Yeah, well, I was wondering that, because the whole idea of the toga was that really it was a status symbol because you couldn't really do anything particularly physical in it, so you wouldn't plough the fields wearing it.
Yeah, and Romans didn't really DJ, did they?
No.
Dreadful DJs, Romans.
Notoriously bad.
No evidence of that at all.
You know what happened? Like, before we even get there, like, because I'm so clumsy, I'll get it stuck in the car door and it'll just unravel as we arrive.
Listen, my problem is when we DJ, Scott likes to enjoy a fine glass of red wine. And if that goes over the toga, what's he going to do, you know?
That would be a genuine Roman situation. I'm sure that happens all the time.
The more I talk to you, Dr. Toga, the more I think, Scott, you would have made a fantastic Roman.
I think I would.
Just everything about it. The dress, the food, the lifestyle.
Yeah. Living the good life.
Yeah, the cattiness,
well,
the status.
Rich Roman.
Cattiness and status, yeah.
Yes. Oh, he would have been a rich Roman.
I was born in the wrong time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite good to have antibiotics, though.
I feel I have one question bothering me then, Dr. Toga. Loads of people like to go to toga parties now, right? But what would a toga party have been in the Roman times?
I mean, the ironic thing is, probably quite disappointing thing is, that when Romans went to parties, they didn't wear the togas. They had a special kind of banquet suit called a synthesis, which was much more comfortable, that they could sort of lounge around in.
Right. Thank you so much, Dr. Toga.
I've actually got a website called Dr. Toga. So if anyone needs any advice for toga parties or whatever,
this is great.
It's drtoga, all one word, .org.
Of course it is, Doctor. Thank you very much.
And you can contact me anytime.
Sure.
I'll fix your Roman dress problems. Yeah.
I didn't think I'd be having this conversation today. I love my job.
So do I.
Scott Mills.
On Funny Business, there are two simple rules. One, call a business that Chris has sorted. I don't know who I'm calling. Two, when they answer with the name of the company, which is normally LOL, not allowed to laugh.
Yeah. And then vice versa.
Yeah, I do the same to Chris. I've got one for him to call as well. It's me first, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, if you want to dial the number then.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, Rimmers Music.
Hello, what company have I called? Rimmers Music.
Yes.
Okay. Are you the Rimmer?
Maybe one day.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What's your company?
We're a music company. We sell like musical instruments all across the UK.
Okay. Based where?
Based all around the Northwest. I think we've got like 7 stores at the minute.
Oh, okay. We've got a little, I bet you've got like a piano like within range, haven't you, right there?
Yeah, I can play some if you like.
Have you actually?
Yeah, just give me 2 seconds.
Oh, go ahead and give me a little tinkle.
Yeah, no worries.
I was not expecting this. Oh, he's showing off now.
Is that all right?
What was that? What was that you were playing there? That was beautiful.
I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
Something C major.
Very good.
All right. Oh, thank you.
That was great.
That was thank you.
Yeah, perfect. Rimmer Music.
Sensual.
Yeah, fair play. All right, I just wanted to find out a bit more about you, but I found out a lot, so thanks very much for your help.
No worries. Have a really great day.
And you too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you. Wait.
There we go. I don't feel we got any closer to finding out the story behind the name there.
Well, he didn't know.
He didn't know. So I assume it was just, I don't know.
Just a name.
See, I don't know. But beautiful musician there.
Mm. You don't expect to have musical accompaniment, do you, when you ring up?
No. I quite like the idea that when he puts people on hold, he just goes to his little keyboard there next door and just...
Yeah.
Wait right there. And then it's actually, he's only putting people on hold for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Just so he can bash out another tune.
Music to Rim to.
Good old Rimmers. My go.
I didn't laugh at Rimmers, which I was quite surprised at.
No.
Because you know me, not mature.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Putting me through now?
Good, I'm putting you through. Good luck.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Lee Handjob. How can I help you?
Oh, wow. Wow. Just, the business that I'm calling here, the Handjob.
It is the Handjob, yes.
Just to double check, what is your business?
We are a car wash valeting and detailing business.
I thought it would be, yeah. And what services do you provide?
Well, we have lots of services, but we offer a quickie, which is a valet. We offer a touch-up service, and we also offer a full Monty, the full Monty as it's known.
And are you generally quite busy? And when is your busiest time of the day?
There's no particular time that we're any quieter. I mean, we're affected by the weather, like sort of most companies that work outside, but generally we're quite busy. We're well known locally.
Yeah, you've got a bit of a reputation locally.
And yes.
Do you ever get calls from people that think it might be something else as a business?
To be honest, no, never.
No.
Never, ever, ever. Most people just smile when they know the name of the business.
And where are you based?
We're in Dumfries in Scotland.
Oh, nice. Okay. Anyway, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
And if I'm ever in Dumfries, I'll come visit you, Andy.
Yes, you must.
I can't wait. All right, mate.
Okay. Cheers, thanks mate. A lot. Take care. Then. Bye. Bye.
Wait.
Is he still there?
No.
Nope.
Gone. Didn't make the noise.
I didn't hear the b-b-b-b.
No, didn't do it, but no. He's gone.
Wow.
I know.
Can you imagine that was you? It's like just a happy, smiling away.
I know.
Answering the phone like that every day. But that's why you'd have a business like that, isn't it? It just brings you joy.
What a pleasant chap.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Louise.
Hello.
Hey.
Now, what we've got here, Chris, is a situation where Louise is a scientist, but she can't tell us any more.
No, that's correct.
Have you signed all the documents to say you're not allowed to tell people?
Absolutely non-disclosure. I'm sorry, guys.
Really? That means that you must do something well important.
Yeah, here's a question. Would we want to know?
be very interested, but unfortunately, you know, my lips are sealed, put it that way.
Are you even allowed to tell us your location?
I'm in the southwest, Daniel.
Oh, I love a mystery. This is so good.
Okay, so I did say earlier, people that have been trying for ages to get on Bangers, give it another go, and that's exactly what you did, right?
Yep, I kept trying. I even lost connection and I kept going and I got through, so I'm really chuffed.
So do you get to listen in the lab?
I do. I listen every day, all day, pretty much 5 days a week.
That's quite cool. So when you're working on this super secret thing... it's good to know we're sort of there with you, sort of.
You are with me, mind, body and soul, all the time.
Thing is, right, there'll be loads of people listening to this now, and we'll probably get loads of messages, and they won't be able to tell us where they work because they're, I don't know, they're spies.
Yeah.
They're undercover, do you know what I mean?
Well, I wish I was that cool, but unfortunately it's not that cool.
Yeah, but you do something where you're not allowed to tell us, and that makes me intrigued. Mm.
That's very true. It makes you want to know even more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does, Louise. You tease. Louise the tease.
You made me snort.
Okay, who do you normally go for on Bangers?
I'm really sorry, Chris. Usually, Chris I go for.
Yeah, and also, she's a scientist, you know, so it's a reasoned decision, that. It's a good thing.
Right, this is my choice today. You're probably not going to like it because you don't pick me, but here we go. Scouting for Girls. She's so lovely. Right. Big support of this at the time.
Yeah. Oh, these guys are great.
They still do all the uni gigs, you know.
Mate, I was DJing at Cirencester Uni and they were on before.
Mm.
And they're as lovely as ever. And everyone loves them as well. Tunes.
Yes. And they were on this show at one point every other day. Okay, that's my choice.
That's a good shout. All right, my banger choice. I'm going back to my mum's Corsa, which means it's a certain time of my life. And I used to get so emo to this song. This is Neo. So sick.
Sick.
Sick. How's Grimmie getting on, by the way? Do we know?
He's still stranded in Greece. Oh,
still
how
there.
Terrible.
Sick. So sick.
Seriously, though, like, loads of people are having such hassle with that.
I know.
Okay, so you've got Neo or you've got Scouting for Girls?
Do you know what? I'm going to go with Scouting for Girls. I'm going to go with you for one.
No.
Okay, so the Rugby World Cup is now finally underway in Japan, and right now on BBC Sounds, you can hear the Rugby Union Weekly Podcast with me, Chris Jones.
And me, Danny Kerr.
Chris will have all the latest from inside the home nation's camps, his tour of Japan, including karaoke bars and cat cafes.
And I'm on the sofa with my fellow Englishman and old mate, Chris Ashton.
Rugby Union Weekly, available now on BBC Sounds.
Someone's just messaged, lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady. Lovely young lady.
Off of Curtis. Lovely young lady.
You're a lovely young lady.
You're a lovely young lady.
Go in Steve voice.
Oh, I can't just... Steve. Lovely young lady. No.
Lovely lady.
I can't do it anymore.
No, it's lovely lady. You're a lovely young lady.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, anyway, that's what we did with Superfan Steve. I just can't do it.
Why can't you do Steve?
I've got...
What's happened? You got stage fright?
Steve fright.
That's weird.
Yeah, just can't do it.
Right.
That song...
Can we not do Superfan Steve again now if you've lost it?
I can do that, like, Steve.
Well, why can't you do the other bit? Do you have to be on the phone to someone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really weird. Because it is you.
Yeah, but also I'm not an actor, so I can't, like... I can't just turn it
it's
on.
It's like, young lady, you're a lovely young lady. I don't understand why you can't do it.
Scott Mills.
It's Rex, Orange County. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Can I call you Alex?
You can, yeah.
It's just a bit odd referring to you as Rex Orange County all the time.
Yeah, please don't.
We have this with quite a lot of people, don't we?
Mm. It's like, but then it can feel unnatural just calling them by their name.
First Live Lounge. Thoughts?
It was great. Thanks for having me doing it. It was enjoyable. I liked playing it.
Yes.
I think you often get asked in your position, it's like, were you nervous? Were you excited? How did you prepare and all that? But what I was really interested to know is it really different to how you imagine it's going to be when you're in there?
It definitely looks a lot different to, you know, when you see videos of live lounges, you feel like the space is a different shape and a different size, and you don't realize how it actually is configured and stuff.
You take the lights away, you take the black curtains away and the big live lounge sign. It's just a room.
Yeah, I think you can make any lounge look good though, can't you?
And it does.
With the right lighting.
Oh, it scrubs up well.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Right, so shall we hear it?
Let's hear it.
So it was the cover of Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber. This is Rex, Orange County, I Don't Care.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie, yeah. I'm wondering if I could sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah.
I'll tell you what that is, Alex. That's a triumph.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you so much, Scott.
And now you've done one. Once you break the seal, I think it's probably easier the next time. Because I reckon if I was doing my first live lounge, I'd wake up in the morning with that feeling like, you know, when you've had 6 weeks off school, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
That feeling.
Scary.
Yeah, really scary.
It'd be nice when you can really look forward to it.
Yeah. Well, we'll have you back soon. I know it. Rex, Orange County, Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Scott Mills.
And now, an update from our fresher of the week, 19-year-old Maisie, a fresher in Leeds. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, am I being too loud for you?
No. No.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, not the best I've ever felt, I'll be honest.
So, day two of our catch-ups. Where did you go last night?
I went to Mint.
Where's that?
It's in the city centre.
In Leeds?
Yeah, it's called Mint Mondays. It's like just really cheap drinks.
Okay. And what occurred?
Well, I mean, I threw up in the courtyard of my accommodation and then I fell asleep with my head in the toilet, so it was a good night.
No.
Oh, no.
You've got to be very, very careful on these on Mint Mondays, you know?
Yeah.
What time did you get in, Macy?
I think about six, half six.
Oh, well done.
That's really late. How have you ended up so late?
I don't really know, to be honest. We went back to someone else's house and then came back to our accommodation afterwards.
Standard. And what characters have you met?
A lot of funny people, a lot of northern people.
Obviously,
you are in Leeds.
Yeah, a lot of northern people, yeah.
Yeah. You're not used to that?
No, I'm not.
Tell us about the funny people then.
In my flat, we're all from different areas. So there's like a big language barrier. I have no idea half the time what they're saying.
Can you give me an example?
One of my flatmates called a cigarette a tab.
Yes.
And I've never heard of that in my life.
It is the same language.
Yeah. I just don't understand what they say.
Has anyone called a roll a balm yet?
A what?
A balm.
No, what is that?
A roll.
What's a roll?
A roll that you
bread
eat.
Bread roll.
Bread roll.
Oh. No, I've not heard that yet.
What have you been eating? Like, are you eating and are you cooking?
So basically, I can't actually cook to save my life. But yesterday, I cooked myself camembert with breadsticks and then courgette fries as well. They tasted awful, and my camembert spilled everywhere. But at least I tried.
My camembert spilled everywhere is not a freshest phrase that I've heard often.
It's a meal of champions. Like, how did you come up with putting camembert breadsticks and courgette fries together?
I don't really know. Like, I just really like them, like, separately. So I thought, I'll just try it.
See, normally that would just be cheese on toast, but you've really upped your game there, haven't you?
Yeah, camembert's my favourite.
It's not like what you were eating at uni, is it?
No, it's not. It's not at all. No, no, it's classy.
Chris would buy the cheapest frozen meat available, cause no money.
Yeah. They were called mutton pellets and straight to pan from frozen.
That sounds awful.
It was gross. Yeah. I remember this one class night out at Leeds Uni, though, visiting Chinese Dave. He was the one who showed me how to put potato smiles in the George Foreman.
The George Foreman is a godsend, isn't it?
Class, man.
So, freshest quiz tomorrow. Are you game?
Yeah, I'm game.
This is one of my favourite things that me and Scott have come up with. So what we do is we obviously get you, we get your mum on, and we give her several different scenarios, that stuff that you might have got up to at university, and she's basically got to work out what the real ones are.
Oh, are we doing this game again? I love this game.
It's so fun. It really gets your mum thinking.
What has my daughter been up to? So we'll give her loads of different scenarios, some of them real, some of them not, and she's got a kind of second guess.
Okay.
All right, we'll speak to you tomorrow. I'll give you a call. It won't be too early.
Okay. Yeah, please don't let it be too early. I'm on ABN.
Amazing. Right. Oh, sorry. She's in Yorkshire. I was getting confused with Manchester. In Yorkshire, a roll would be a bread cake, of course.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Damo's been on. You know our fresher of the week, Macy? He is a doorman at the club she went to last night, Mint, for Mint Mondays. So he would have ID'd our fresher of the week.
Mm.
Wonder what happened. Like, imagine if I turn up at Mint Mondays. Imagine you're the doorman, right? Oh, I haven't got any ID. I'm at the door. What are you going to do?
I would assume you're of age and let you in.
Quite rude, but okay. You know what? This is really weird. I still get ID'd in America, but not obviously not here. I do, real. That's real.
Don't wear that like a badge of honour. Don't they? I think they ID everyone over there. It doesn't matter what.
I think they do. But I didn't have ID on me because I was like, probably not going to need it. And I'm not proud of this. Do you know how I got in?
You didn't do the Google thing, did you?
Yeah, I showed him my Wikipedia.
But that's a fake age on there as well, isn't it?
Don't be so rude. That's too far.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are back for more tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.